With the political battles for the White House and Congress already heating up months ahead of 2020, so is the partisan bickering. A new training program in Dayton aims to help everyday people avoid such disagreements in their own lives. The trainings were inspired by a documentary film called American Creed. It features people from the left and the right sitting down together to discuss what it means to be an American today. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds reports organizers hope to spark the same sort of conversations around the Miami Valley this election season.
The American Creed conversation is a great one to start with, especially if you
have... In a conference room in the back of Wright Memorial Library, reference librarian Elizabeth Schmidt is teaching a handful of people how to host conversations that can sometimes get a little sticky. The library has held a lot of community conversations. They've covered voting, technology, racism, and Islamophobia. Now, Wright Memorial is one of 50 libraries across the country teaching community members how to moderate those kind of talks in their own homes. Schmidt says that's why they're called living room conversations.
Getting together with another person who perhaps is across the aisle from you, thinks differently, you each invite two friends to come and have a conversation. The goal of the conversation is to connect with other people who think differently than you.
Living room conversations are also featured in the documentary American Creed. At one point in the movie, Mark Meckler, who founded the Tea Party, and Joan Blades, who founded MoveOn.org, talk about how they learned to talk to each other and became friends.
There's some things that we are just so far apart on that there's some discomfort there. But I recognize him as a friend.
You could say Joan Blades, the founder of MoveOn.org, an organization that I don't really like, politically speaking, but when you put the human to the organization, it changes everything.
But Blades and Meckler may be the exception that proves the rule. The people at the Wright Library training say they don't see a lot of Americans with opposing political opinions talking about issues they might disagree on, at least not nicely. Participant Laurel Kerr says she'd like to see more civil discourse.
Many people have stopped feeling like they can talk to people in their own family, their friends, their neighbors, and that's isolating.
Kerr says she's hoping to learn how to navigate political conversations in her own life, and that focusing on the core values many Americans do share can connect us beyond the red-blue divide.
I do believe we need to stand up for what we believe, but I don't need to insist that everybody else believe it with me. And even though we have different political beliefs or opinions, we can still care about each other.
Kerr's sense of urgency and empathy is echoed by others at the training, but the folks here are self-selecting. They chose to participate. What happens when they try these new skills out? Can these living room conversations work in the real and really divided world?
Absolutely.
That's Joe Valenzano from the University of Dayton. He designed a communications class that features conversations very similar to living room conversations. And he wrote the textbook for it. It's a class every UD student has to take. Valenzano says it teaches them how to disagree without being disagreeable and how to better define dialogue.
Dialogue is speaking in a way that invites other people to listen and listening in a way that invites other people to speak.
He thinks small group discussions like the ones being taught at Wright Library are vital to our democracy.
If you can get six or seven people in a room to learn how to do this, and then they go and they each one of them gets six or seven to do this, in a couple of years, you really have built a foundation in a community that's open, that's democratic, that isn't afraid to engage different ideas and can do so without making people feel unwelcome.
So I just want to talk about, you know, bringing together people who might disagree, because that can be kind of scary.
Back at Wright Memorial Library, David Chisar says he wants to be one of those six or seven people who get another six or seven people to start talking.
I would like to host one of these, maybe for some of the parents in my neighborhood or along the street, and kind of learn more about each other and still feel free to have differing opinions, because I really think everybody's kind of a resource for each other, that, you know, when you lose a differing opinion or even you close your ears to even hearing it, you've kind of lost something yourself.
That's exactly the kind of thing librarian Elizabeth Schmidt was hoping to hear. And she says she hopes more Daytonians will try these sort of talks in the lead up to the 2020 elections.
People can make this happen, you know, on their block or in their neighborhood.
With politicians and pundits already arguing and attacking each other in advance of 2020, there may be no better time for the people to put some polite back in politics. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.